sitting in front of us, the opportunity to do the work of Him who sent you. How many people here are sent by God? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Are you a follower of Christ? Are you sent by God? Jesus said, we must work the works of Him who sent me. Who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. So this window of opportunity comes open for a moment, maybe for a season, and then it's gone. And I got to tell you, I have let way too many opportunities slip by me. And I am frankly fed up with myself. And I am on my face before God saying, God, please don't let me let these things go by. You know, I can think of so many times. And as I'm learning to hear His voice more clearly and learning to be more yielded to that holy nudge that He gives. And instead of saying, was that you, God? Just do it. I mean, good grief, if it wasn't, if I helped the guy out and it wasn't God, okay, I think He'll forgive me. But more than likely, it was. I want to share an experience, and I hope that this is not, I don't want this to be taken as though I'm bragging on me or something, because I am very convicted by this passage, and I am not the epitome of obedience to God's holy nudge, although I'm trying desperately to grow more and more in that. But I just want to share this because I'm hoping it'll be somewhat encouraging. I was about to leave for church in the morning on a weekday, not too long ago. And I saw one of my neighbors arriving home. She was, as I was getting ready to leave, she was pulling into her driveway. She had run an errand. And she had gone to the hospital several days prior to that. In fact, she has a long history of having a horrible stomach digestive system process where she can only eat barely a little scraps of food, even though the woman is huge. But she has no metabolism, and she can only eat scraps of food because what little bit she eats, if it's not the right food, it can send her stomach into horrible spasms to the point where she's doubled over and she can barely even breathe. And this goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and she has to go to the hospital numerous times to get a special medicine cocktail that they can give her there to take that pain away. And she had been at the hospital that week, and I saw her pull into the driveway. And I didn't know if she went because of that or, she's kind of a big woman. When they first took her away, I didn't know if maybe she had died or something, a heart attack or something. And actually, if the truth would be told, it wasn't a convenient time because I had things I wanted to do that day. You know, I feel like I'm a little bit behind schedule. I wanted to get to church so I could do those things. And, you know, I see her pull in, and this still small voice inside of me says, John. Go see her. I've got something for you to do today. And you know, this time though, fortunately, this time instead of saying, is that you, God? It probably can't be God. I'd been thinking about her ever since I saw the ambulance in her driveway. And I'd said, you know what? This has got to be God. I'm just going to put everything on hold. It might not get done, but I'm just going to go over there. And this lady can talk too. So, you know, I'm going to go over there for 15 or 20 or, 90 minutes. And so I went over there, and I kind of caught her as she's halfway out the door of her van. She's kind of sitting there with one leg hanging out the van, with her hand on the steering wheel. And this little girl that she was watching for her son, babysitting for her son, is running around all restless, carrying on and everything. And went over, I said hi, and I started talking to her. She starts telling me about her health problems and what a hard time she had at the hospital and how she couldn't get the medicine. And she had to sit there for hours in excruciating agony while they were going through all their, bureaucracy to find out if they could give her to her or not, even though she'd gotten it from them 25 times before. And she's sharing all this with me, and as she's doing that, she says, John, would you mind, just keep me in your prayers. You know, because this is, I don't know what to do. I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know how I can live much longer under this horrible, you know, burden that's upon me. Would you mind just keeping me in your prayers? Would you do that? Put me on your prayer list. And the Holy Spirit in that moment said, John, I want to pray for her right now. Don't go, don't drive to church so you can pray for this woman. She's standing 6 inches from you, you know? And so, but she's talking and talking and talking. I'm looking for the opportunity. I'm waiting for her to catch her breath so I can ask. And in the middle of her conversation, the phone rings, her cell phone rings. So she's fumbling around for that. She loses the call and she keeps on talking. And I'm, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get in here any minute. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, waiting to steal. All right, coach. Phone rings again. She picks it up. Oh, hi, blah, 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 blah. She starts talking, and the kid is running around, you know, goofing off and acting all restless and everything. Kid wants to go in the house, and she's talking on the phone, and I'm standing there. And I'm standing there. And I am standing there, and I'm standing there. She's going on the phone, blah, 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 blah. Now, ordinarily, under any other circumstances, that's my cue. I wave my hand and smile and say, see you later. Have a nice day. I'll pray for you. Yeah. Bye. But I knew the Holy Spirit had already told me, you pray for her now. So what could I do? I was stuck. And she's, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, this subject and that subject, on and on. And the kid is going nuts by now. You know, carry it on. I'm ready to strangle the kid. I'm going to lay hands on this kid. Yeah, we'll do some ministry. And any other time, you know, and the enemy is sitting there saying, why don't you go? Why don't you just go? Why don't you just wave goodbye? There's the opportunity, you know. And I'm like, no, the Holy Spirit said now. So, eventually, I don't know if she saw me standing there and felt a little weird, like, is he ever going to leave? So she's, you know, wraps up and says goodbye and puts the phone down. I said, her name, I said, hey, you know, it just breaks my heart to hear you talk about what you're going through. It just really, truly grieves me. Would you mind if I just prayed for you right now? And do you know, she was so excited. She just thought that was the most gracious, wonderful, delightful thing she had ever heard. She was absolutely just blown away. Would you mind? You think I'd asked her if, you know, would you mind if I, you know, give you this winning lottery ticket? Would you mind if I gave you my car? You know, she's like, would you do that? I'm like, give me a break. Yeah, I'll pray. Sure, I'd love to pray for you. And so I put my hand on her shoulder. You know, we had an amazing passage last week in our systematic theology chapter about the importance of the laying on of hands, how this doctrine of the laying on of hands is all through the New Testament and all of Scripture, and people begging Jesus, asking him, would he lay hands? They could have just said, would you pray? But they said, no, would you? They begged him to lay his hands on the people. So I laid my hand on her shoulder. And I just began to pray as the Holy Spirit led. And, you know, I didn't feel any supernatural thing. I mean, Jean Beecher wasn't there. I didn't feel the Holy Spirit come down like I always do when she's out. Girl, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't feel that, you know. But I definitely felt the leading of the Holy Spirit into that prayer. And the words came so easily. And they flowed so smoothly. And it was just as if God was just handing me the words to say. And the Holy Spirit began to pray through me. And although there was nothing supernatural, in a way I felt a release in the Spirit. Just a small sense of release that this was right. This was appropriate. This was ordained by God. And there was such a sense of satisfaction as God wrapped that prayer up to a close. And we brought that thing to a close. And as I took my hand off her shoulder, I noticed she was crying. Her heart was breaking. And God was ministering powerfully to her in that moment.